as she led reporters around displays of the pins she wore during her career. It was as if Madeleine Albright were introducing old friends at a family reunion.
And then this is one of my totally favorite pictures, actually, with Nelson Mandela. There was a certain phase where people wore pins on their shoulder.
With each pin came a memory. Crucial diplomatic decisions, casual moments in the White House, and tense meetings with international heads of state, including Kim Jong-il.
I wasn't quite sure what was going to happen in this meeting. I decided to wear the largest American flag I had so that in the pictures it would show that the dear leader was standing there with somebody that was wearing an American flag. Our intelligence on him was very minimal, and so people thought he was crazy and a pervert. He was not crazy.
Born in Czechoslovakia, Albright developed an expertise in diplomatic relations with Eastern Europe. She says her background came into play when the Clinton administration faced the crisis in the Balkans.
I understood that country, and I could see what was happening, that people were being ethnically cleansed. It did make me feel that we needed to make a difference there.
As Secretary of State, Albright pushed the U.S. to intervene in wars in Kosovo and Bosnia.
Yes, my background definitely had something to do with it, and I think that it taught me lessons about how major powers need to behave in considering the lives of those who live in smaller countries.
She says she sees parallels today in Syria and Afghanistan. Albright is appearing this morning at a question and answer session and breakfast at the museum, and will meet with local high school students to discuss her career. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.